Listening test. There are three parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now look at the instructions for part one. For each question, choose the correct picture. Look at question one. One.
Which bus should the man take?
Excuse me, is there a bus stop nearby?
Sure, there's a bus stop near those trees.
Which bus goes to the beach?
The beach? It's the number 19D bus, I think. No, wait, it's the number 19B bus. Oh, here comes a bus now.
Oh, yes. Huh? It's the 19A. Now listen again. Excuse me, is there a bus stop nearby?
Sure, there's a bus stop near those trees.
Which bus goes to the beach?
The beach? It's the number 19D bus, I think. No, wait, it's the number 19B bus. Oh, here comes a bus now.
Oh, yes. Huh? It's the 19A. Two. When will the girl have an important game?
What are you going to do this weekend, Ken?
I'm going to the museum on Sunday, January 21st. How about you, Brenda?
I'll play basketball at the school gym with Chris. We're in the basketball club, and we will have an important game on Friday next week.
I heard about that from Chris. Can I go to see the game?
Sure.
Now listen again.
What are you going to do this weekend, Ken?
I'm going to the museum on Sunday, January 21st. How about you, Brenda?
I'll play basketball at the school gym with Chris. We're in the basketball club, and we will have an important game on Friday next week.
I heard about that from Chris. Can I go to see the game?
Sure.
Three. Which are the man and the woman looking at?
Do you know what time your mother arrives in Haneda from Sydney?
Sure. She's on a plane arriving here at 3:30 p.m.
I see. We still have 50 minutes.
Oh, look. Her plane has a different arrival time. The new arrival time is 1.5 hours later. Now listen again.
Do you know what time your mother arrives in Haneda from Sydney?
Sure. She's on a plane arriving here at 3:30 p.m.
I see. We still have 50 minutes.
Oh, look. Her plane has a different arrival time. The new arrival time is 1.5 hours later. Four. What does the woman like doing on weekends?
What do you like doing in your free time, Jack?
It depends, Carol. After work, I like reading or watching TV.
What do you do on weekends?
I like swimming or playing badminton. How about you?
Well, I like running on weekends, but I want to learn how to skate someday.
Now listen again.
What do you like doing in your free time, Jack?
It depends, Carol. After work, I like reading or watching TV.
What do you do on weekends?
I like swimming or playing badminton. How about you?
Well, I like running on weekends, but I want to learn how to skate someday.
Five. Which map shows the way to ABC Hospital?
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to ABC Hospital?
Sure. Go straight along this street to the second corner. Then, Turn left on Main Street.
Turn left?
That's right.
Is that all?
No. Walk for about 5 minutes along Main Street. Then you can find the hospital on the right. Now listen again.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to get to ABC Hospital?
Sure. Go straight along this street to the second corner. Then turn left on Main Street.
Turn left?
That's right.
Is that all?
No. Walk for about 5 minutes along Main Street. Then you can find the hospital on the right. That is the end of part one. Now look at part two. For each question, choose the correct answer. One.
You will hear a teacher talking to his class about smartphone use. What will happen when students use smartphones in the classroom?
There is a new rule about smartphone use in the classroom. From next month, smartphones must always be turned off during class. They may be used between classes. When students send messages to their friends during class, they do not listen to the teacher or concentrate on class activities. Now listen again. There is a new rule about smartphone use in the classroom. From next month, smartphones must always be turned off during class. They may be used between classes. When students send messages to their friends during class, they do not listen to the teacher or concentrate on class activities. Two. You will hear a girl, Saki, talking to a boy called Matt. What was the hardest thing for Matt when he first came to Japan?
How do you like living in Tokyo, Matt?
It's really great, Saki. I love Tokyo because there are old temples and shrines as well as new buildings.
What were your first difficulties in Japan?
Reading and writing Japanese. But eating raw fish was the most difficult. Now listen again.
How do you like living in Tokyo, Matt?
It's really great, Saki. I love Tokyo because there are old temples and shrines as well as new buildings.
What were your first difficulties in Japan?
Reading and writing Japanese. But eating raw fish was the most difficult. Three. You will hear a girl, Alice, talking to a boy called James. What can be said about the boy's new pet?
I hear that you got a new dog, James.
That's right, Alice. My father took me to the new pet shop near the post office, and we got a cute puppy with brown hair.
Why did you choose that type?
Because she was very quiet and friendly.
Well, I have a cat. She's very quiet, too, and has very soft white hair.
Now listen again.
I hear that you got a new dog, James.
That's right, Alice. My father took me to the new pet shop near the post office, and we got a cute puppy with brown hair.
Why did you choose that type?
Because she was very quiet and friendly.
Well, I have a cat. She's very quiet, too, and has very soft white hair.
Four.
You will hear two people talking in a doctor's office. What does the doctor think about the man's health?
Doctor, I had a headache last night, and I couldn't sleep well.
Do you have a fever?
Yes. Last night, my temperature was 38.8 degrees Celsius.
Were you able to eat anything?
No. I tried to eat something, but I couldn't.
I think you just have a cold. Take this medicine. Then you will be all right in 2 or 3 days.
Now listen again. Doctor, I had a headache last night, and I couldn't sleep well.
Do you have a fever?
Yes. Last night, my temperature was 38.8 degrees Celsius.
Were you able to eat anything?
No. I tried to eat something, but I couldn't.
I think you just have a cold. Take this medicine. Then you will be all right in 2 or 3 days.
Five. You will hear a student talking with a friend about his future. What type of job does the boy want to do after graduation?
You don't look well. What's the matter, Joe?
It's my father. I want to be an engineer, but my father wants me to become a science teacher or a police officer. He just doesn't listen to me, but my mother does.
Why don't you ask your mother to talk to him for you? If she does, maybe he will understand.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Mary. Now listen again.
You don't look well. What's the matter, Joe?
It's my father. I want to be an engineer, but my father wants me to become a science teacher or a police officer. He just doesn't listen to me, but my mother does.
Why don't you ask your mother to talk to him for you? If she does, maybe he will understand.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Mary. That is the end of part 2. Now look at part 3. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 1 to 5 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear Hanako talking to her classmate, Kenta, about foreign visitors from New Zealand coming to their school.
21 foreign students from New Zealand will come to our school. There's only 1 week until they come, and there are so many things to do. They'll be here only for 1 day.
I think we should all meet up at one place.
I agree. We can use the gym. The library is too small, and the main hall cannot be used now.
Good. How about making 3 groups? Each group can have the same number of Japanese students and foreign students.
That's a great idea. The visitors probably want to learn about Japanese culture. Let's make 3 culture rooms: calligraphy room, anime room, and manga room. In the calligraphy room, we can teach the visitors how to write kanji with a brush. Then they can take the papers with their written kanji back home as souvenirs.
I'm sure they want to learn about anime and manga, too. Both are very popular in New Zealand.
That's right. In the anime room, we can watch part of an anime movie and then talk about the story.
Many of us are good at drawing manga characters. We'll be able to show how to draw manga in the manga room. Now listen again.
21 foreign students from New Zealand will come to our school. There's only 1 week until they come, and there are so many things to do. They'll be here only for 1 day.
I think we should all meet up at one place.
I agree. We can use the gym. The library is too small, and the main hall cannot be used now.
Good. How about making 3 groups? Each group can have the same number of Japanese students and foreign students.
That's a great idea. The visitors probably want to learn about Japanese culture. Let's make 3 culture rooms: calligraphy room, anime room, and manga room. In the calligraphy room, we can teach the visitors how to write kanji with a brush. Then they can take the papers with their written kanji back home as souvenirs.
I'm sure they want to learn about anime and manga, too. Both are very popular in New Zealand.
That's right. In the anime room, we can watch part of an anime movie and then talk about the story.
Many of us are good at drawing manga characters. We'll be able to show how to draw manga in the manga room. That is the end of part 3. That is the end of the listening test. You can continue answering the listening section or move on to the next section.